Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and in this episode, I'm going to walk you through my 5-point checklist for writing job-winning resume bullets. Today's episode is brought to you by our Resi Bullet Tool, which we're going to talk a lot about in this episode, but it is basically a tool that will grade and help you optimize your resume bullets to make them, spoiler alert, job winning. So we're going to talk about that in this episode. Let's dive right into the meat of things. Your resume bullets are arguably the most important part of your resume. People will spend days and hours talking about templates and length and fonts and format and where to put your education and all of these other things that matter but don't matter at all if you don't have the core fundamentals in place. And the most core fundamental part of your resume is understanding that it is a sales document, that it is a marketing document where you are selling your value. And in order to do that well, we need to focus on the bulk of the content in our resume, which are our resume bullets. Unfortunately, most people don't understand how to adequately sell their value in these bullets. They typically write bullets that are full of fluffy buzzwords, and even worse, are only focused on the actions that they took rather than the value that they actually drove. And they tend to not do this in a concise manner, so they have tons of bullets on their resume, and it just creates this wall of text that nobody wants to read, doesn't get through to any actual recruiters or employers, and therefore doesn't help you in your job search. So in today's episode, what we're going to talk about is the anatomy of an amazing job-winning resume bullet, a bullet that is going to sell your value in a crystal clear fashion that's going to hook the reader's attention and get them so excited to reach back out to you and schedule that interview. And it really comes down to 5 parts here. There's length, and then there are 4 specific criteria that I want you to include in your bullets in specific proportions. So let's start with the first one, and that is length. We recommend that your resume bullets be between 10 and 20 words here. This gives you enough space to talk about what you're talking about, to share the value that you have without being too short, or what we see more often is without being way too wordy and filling up multiple lines with a single bullet that, again, just turns into this giant hairy wall of text that nobody wants to read. So the first step is to make sure that your bullets are between 10 and 20 words. Then we want to look at the actual bullet itself. And there are 4 things that we want to make sure that our bullets include in different proportions. So the first are hard and soft skills. These are the skills that the hiring team is going to be looking for in order to understand whether or not you're qualified. And the easiest way to find these skills is to actually go use our ResiMatch tool. You can go to resimatch.io. You can take your resume, you can take your target job description, you can run a scan on both to see what hard and soft skills you need to include. But that is the first piece, and those should make up about 35% of your total resume bullet. The next thing that we want to include, and probably the most important thing, is measurable results. You want to make sure that you actually have measurable outcomes in your resume. And this is the place where we see most people falling off. So many people talk about what they did, the experience that they have, but they don't talk about the outcomes that they drove. And at the end of the day, companies don't really care about how you spent your hours. They don't care about the actions that you took. What they care about is the outcomes that you drove. And the reason why this is so important is because if you don't include those outcomes, you're going to get lost in the mix. For example, let's say that there are 10 people who are all applying for the same job, and they all say that they are proficient at Excel. Well, if we don't see any actual outcomes or measurable results, we don't know who is the most proficient, who is the least, who is the best, who is the worst. There's no way for hiring managers to know that. So to share a more realistic example, if you have a bullet on your resume that says something like responsible for managing and growing social media campaigns and accounts for, you know, the company, well, that's great, but a lot of people could be responsible for that. A lot of people could have taken the actions to try to do that. But what we don't know is how well you actually grew the social media accounts. What number of followers did you add? How many sales did you add? How many new customers or subscribers did you add? We don't know any of that. And so without it, you are basically saying that, hey, I've done these actions and these are the same things that many other people can do. You're basically creating yourself to be equal with your competition because you haven't shared what you've actually driven here. So that's why this is the most important part of the resume bullet. And it's also the piece that I see most often overlooked. This is the thing that we see not included most frequently on all the resumes that we look at. And the good news is you don't need a lot of them. They should only make up about 15% of your bullet, which should equate to roughly about one, maybe two measurable metrics in your bullet here. The third piece here are action words or power words, or basically just compelling language. Now, the example that I always like to give when I'm giving talks about this is, let's say that you are, you know, in a bar and there are two founders who are talking about their company growth. And the first one says, wow, our company growth skyrocketed in 2022. Then the second one says, our company really grew a lot in 2022. Well, which one would you say grew more, the first one or the second one? Now, most people would say the first founder, but we have no idea how much either of their companies grew because they didn't say it. All we know is, in this case, you have my inflection in my tone of voice, but all we have to work off of is the language that they used. And a word like skyrocketed is much more impactful and powerful than a lot, right? So that's really what we want to focus on here. We want to use compelling language that really makes our resume bullets shine. And there are a list of these out there on Google. We have one on our website as well. You can go look up these words that you can use to really make your bullets a lot more spicy and a lot more fun and really just a lot more attention grabbing for the people who are reading them. And these actionable words should make up about 15% of your resume as well. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want it to be overkill. You want to insert them at just the right moments and in just the right proportions so that they really have outsized impact. And if you do that at about 15% of your bullet, you're going to be in really good shape. And then the last factor here is just common words, words that make your resume bullet a legible sentence. So there isn't much optimization that needs to be done here. If you take care of the rest of things, you are going to be in really, really great shape. So just to recap, the five parts of a crazy effective job winning resume bullet are: one, making it between 12 and 20 words, then having 35% common words, 35% hard and soft skills, 15% action words, and 15% measurable results in your bullet. Now, again, these are guidelines. You don't have to be right on the dot with the percentage. You can be within 5 or 10% of each and still get the desired outcome. But with this in mind, you have two paths forward. You can go and you can do all this yourself. You can take a bullet and you can try to analyze, you know, where each of these fits in and what your percentages are. Or we built a really simple tool that you can use. It's called resybullet.io. That's R-E-S-Y bullet.io. You just copy a bullet from your resume, you paste it in there, and it will give you a score based on these criteria and these proportions. And it'll actually show you where you need to improve, what you're missing. So it just makes it a heck of a lot easier to upgrade your resume bullet. And then last but not least, I'll give you one little bonus tip here, which is that you can actually take this framework and plug it into ChatGPT right now. So you can take the resume bullet from your resume. You can go to ChatGPT and say, hey, ChatGPT, please rewrite this resume bullet so that it's between 10 and 20 words and so that it has X number of hard and soft skills from my resume, so that it includes measurable results, and so that it's written with compelling language. And you can even include a copy of your resume in there as well. And then ChatGPT is going to spit out a bullet for you. So that is one other way to do it as well. I'd personally recommend going through this and doing it yourself manually so that you understand the process first before you go and do that. But just sharing a couple of options here so that you can choose the path that's right for you. So that's it for today. Thank you as always for listening, and I will see you in the next episode of the podcast.